joined here in studio today by Mr. Terrence Farrell, who is running for Chester County Commissioner on the Republican ticket. And he's here hanging out with us, having a nice time, I hope. And you making out all right there? Or did you have to grab a phone call?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, all right, cool. The phones don't work in this studio. You got to run like way to the window to get a cell phone to work.
So, yeah, it worked.
All right, cool. Very good. Jay is here as well. You're welcome to join in here if you have a question for Mr. Terrence Farrell running for County Commissioner, 610-692-3131. 610-692-3131. Who do you like for president?
I haven't made up my mind right now, but I'm looking at Mitt Romney.
Okay.
Or and I'm interested. I have a friend out in Montana who keeps sending me day after day information on Ron Paul.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
But Ron obviously is a long shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not sure, you know, how we will fare in this environment. There's a lot of hostility toward Republicans out there at this moment.
Yeah.
But we'll see what the matchup is.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton in this county.
Ugh.
Is known by everybody, but disliked by 51% of the people.
All right. Let's Ron Paul, a couple of points about him. Let's see if you agree or disagree with. He never voted to raise taxes. Do you like that?
Well, sometimes taxes have to be raised.
Okay. Never voted for an unbalanced budget.
That is the case at the county level. It should be the case at the federal level. We are tremendously in debt, and that is a grave concern for me at the federal level. I think the debt is approaching $9 trillion.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Bush is a total toolbox. He should have never went to Iraq, and they had nothing to do with 9/11. Maybe go kick some ass in Afghanistan, but not Iraq. Never voted to raise congressional pay.
Well, I've never voted to raise my own pay either.
All right, there you go. Was that Ron Paul over there? Never taken a government-paid junket.
I haven't been out of the county except on my professional association meetings.
Okay. Never voted to increase the power of the executive branch.
Well, the Board of Commissioners is the executive branch for the county, but the powers are enumerated under statute.
Are you going to take the second oath? No, I'm just kidding.
Is this a Mike Norley question?
Voted against regulating the internet.
I think that the market can determine exactly what should happen on the internet.
How about radio?
I would like to see more radio.
No, but I mean, as far as how did you feel when Congress got together, I was actually watching the Super Bowl halftime show. I didn't watch the Super Bowl. I'm not into sports, but I am married to a girl. But so I was watching like probably The Simpsons or something, and then watching like Family Guy and South Park. And then I went, oh, let me see the halftime show just to see what's on. And I'm watching, it's Janet Jackson. Was that her breast? I don't know. So after that, suddenly now, like, everyone got together. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. We got to raise the fines for broadcasters from $32,000 per utterance per station to, let's make it $332,000. So everybody voted for that. Every Republican voted yes for that. And a ton of dumb assocrats voted yes for it. Ron Paul was the only Republican that voted not to raise the fines on broadcasters. Ron Paul is a little more concerned with, like, thousands of soldiers, you know, how many tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of soldiers are missing legs right now. He's not really worried about someone said poo-poo on the radio. So how do you feel about that?
It seems to be a diversion.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. When can I go? What's the earliest time I can vote for you?
Yeah.
You can go on the internet right now and order your absentee ballot.
All right.
Oh, really? And then fill that out. Okay. And because you'll be away on business.
Nice.
And I've already gotten one absentee ballot vote, someone told me.
Well, so yeah.
And then now I've picked up another vote on your radio station.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm two up.
All right, cool. Yeah. Ron Paul has not participated in the lucrative congressional pension program. He's a guy that just doesn't. He's a doctor. He's like, well, I made my own pension program as a gynecologist, delivering babies and fixing that part. God bless him just for doing that. We're guys here, right?
In the studio.
Yes.
Yeah. But I do have a pension.
Okay.
It's a county-funded pension.
Okay.
And I'm vested in it.
All right. From the recorder of deeds, you have that pension.
Yes, okay, exactly, good. As a county employee.
All right, good. And repeatedly been named the taxpayer's best friend.
That's me.
All right, good. You'll just put your face on here.
Can you Photoshop it right now?
And look at him. He's standing next to someone you mentioned earlier. There's Ron Paul, and there's maybe one of the coolest presidents other than the coolest president of all time. What's your favorite president?
Ronald Reagan.
Really? Okay. All right, that's good. Jay's swooning all over. He's a Reagan. He loves Reagan. Reagan was pretty cool.
He was cool. And the cool thing about Reagan was that he understood what power the presidency had if he stood on his principles and moved the country with him. He wasn't the guy that stuck his finger up in the air and said, which way is the wind blowing?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he led by example, and that's what I would like to do, too. I mean, character plays an important role in politics, honesty, integrity, experience, and vision.
Right. I like Thomas Jefferson, then I guess Reagan, and the rest of them weren't any good.
Okay. How well did you know Tom?
He's a good guy.
By the way, I got a call from Chris, who used to own the Brandywine Gourmet. You know who he is? Chris Hintz?
You want Hintz? Bald, looks like Larry Fine.
No.
Oh, his last name's Hintz? His name's
Hintz. Did you remember that the store, the Brandywine Gourmet?
No.
Okay. He drives cab.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, he says he knows you. He talked to you. He said to say hello.
He was drunk at a bar.
Yeah, he must have.
Hi, Tom Harris.
And anyway, he said that he's going to go to the polls just to vote for you.
Oh, that's okay. Nice.
Is that three?
All right, cool.
Yeah, well, I'm tending to vote for you, too. I like your answers.
Wow.
Okay.
That right, sounds cool. Good. This has been well worth the 2.5 hours of abuse.
What abuse? It's been a love fest in here. Oh, man.
Hey, you see what I go through every day.
You guys do this every day.
Yeah, every day.
5 hours a day.
I get the abuse every day.
Yeah.
Now, just a little bit about WCHE. I understand it's the oldest radio station in Chester County. Is that correct?
No. That would be another station.
We've been on since 1963.
The station started in 63.
Okay. It's Westchester's only station.
Right.
It's Westchester's station.
Okay.
There's a college station, but that's a college station. So it's Westchester's only commercial radio station.
What about the other station?
They're a Coatesville station.
Oh, okay.
They have a studio in Westchester.
Right.
I see.
Yeah.
That's a distinction.
Yeah, that's the distinction.
What they did is, I think a few years ago, they said you're allowed to move your studio as far as 25 miles away from your tower.
Okay.
So that allowed them to move into Westchester.
Where's your tower located?
My tower is, you go 2 miles down Downtown Pike, there, 322. As you go down at the bottom, there's a big, I call it swampland. They call it wetlands these days. There's a couple of towers there. It's right, of course, from the that shopping center. What's the name of it? Brentwood.
It's near the duty plant. You know where the Westchester...
you know where the Taylor's Run... Duty plant is?
Where they take the sewage and stuff. Taylor's Run, it's...
off of 322, did
yes.
you
say? Yeah. Okay.
It's right on the corner of...
Okay.
If you're driving down, there's like Herb Wiley's Body Shop, then there's like Pendington's or something Body Shop, then there's West End Towing.
Okay.
Where you get your... if you don't pay your meter, that's where your car ends up.
Right.
Then there's like the treatment, the wastewater treatment. Then there's... We actually share the driveway with the wastewater treatment, is where Jay's transparent tower
is. Is that symbolic?
Yes.
I see.
Strategically, two towers strategically placed next to a plant that converts human waste into stream water.
I had to put up a second tower last year to increase the power.
Yeah, we're 1,000 watts now.
For technical reasons.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. 1,000 watts. A lot of people hear us.
Chester County. Nice.
You heard it all over Chester County. And as I said, we bleed into Philly and way up north. So.
Okay, that's great.
There's guys that call us from the airport and go, I'm getting you crystal clear. And they'll even go, here, I'll prove it. And they jam the radio up to their phone up to the radio, and you hear it 7 seconds later, and you go, hey, good, we're coming in.
You have a seven-second delay here.
Yeah. 6 seconds, actually, six-second delay, yeah. Just for the F-bomb and that sort of thing. I've used it a million times. People, call up and curse on the radio, and it never goes over. Goes over the internet, but then go over the radio, and everybody goes, I said the F word. People are dopes. Oh, well. So, your website, again, is TerrenceFarrell.com. That's TerrenceFarrell.com or AchelFarrell.com. Is it Achel, the proper pronunciation?
Actually, Achel, like Achel. Rachel. Rachel without the R.
Oh, Achel.
Achel.
Or two letters, H and L. Achel.
Okay. That's good. See, no one's never explained it, that it's rhymes with Rachel. That makes sense. Achel. You should have told Jay that like 10 years ago, because she's in the news, you know, once every couple of weeks.
At least, Achel? Yeah.
Carol Achel.
Well, it's an educational experience for us both.
Here. Absolutely, yes.
Right. She's currently chair of the Board of Commissioners and, you know, has done an excellent job, I believe, as commissioner. And, of course, there are three people on the Board of Commissioners, and it takes two votes to make anything happen. So you do need a team.
Okay.
And that's why I'm running with Carol.
And it's unusual. The county is three people. Like, West Goshen is three people. But the borough council is seven. You know what I mean? So it's a smaller area with seven people deciding and belaboring over everything. And West Goshen's three, and it really is ran effectively. I mean, that's a model government there, is West Goshen.
And actually, some townships have five.
Really?
They can vote to expand the board from three to five, yeah.
Huh. Okay, I got one question that they don't want to go on, but this is his question. Why do you consider yourself the best candidate? Okay. That's the first question. And
did that call come from his campaign headquarters?
I didn't
know. It's a plant question. Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Are you reading my mind, Michelle? Michelle, I was going to say, can you come in and take a photo with me and Mr. Farrell? Oh, wow. Very good. Oh, she can't hear me. That's good. All right. No. And what was the second? Oh, yeah.
And then Joe sees one, and he'll answer ask his own question.
Okay, cool. Yeah. But do you want to hear an answer to that?
Yeah, apparently this person wants a question to why he feels he's the best candidate.
Well, that's a great question. Of course, I wouldn't be running if I didn't think I had something to offer. And I think the qualities I have to offer are vision, that is leadership in terms of proposing where we should go as a county, and I've articulated some of the positions there. Experience, I've got 8 years in county government plus years as a small business person. I recognize the value of a dollar, and that's why I'm committed to keeping taxes as low as possible. Plus, honesty and integrity. If you examine Carol and my position compared to our opponent's position, you know, we have said that we our intent is to keep taxes low, and perhaps even next year have a zero gain in taxes in the budget. And our opponents, particularly one of the opponents, when he was in an elected position, raised taxes 25% over 3 years, favored on his website reassessment, and had a cost overrun of $100,000 on a small bricks project. So if you want to choose a candidate based on the record, I think that Terrence Rowe is the best candidate.
All right, there you go. Jay, any idea who he's referring to?
Oh, I can't imagine.
Was it really 25% while he's
25% over 3 years? And
you'll unbelievable.
Well, check it out.
Oh, I know. I believe you. But I mean, I'm just saying that.
As an expression, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's true, but it's unbelievable. All right, let's go to Jesse. Jesse, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful.
You sound like you have an echo.
I do sound like we have an echo.
Yes, you do, but not Jay and not Mr. Farrell.
You know what it could be? Mr. Farrell, get a little closer to your mic. I have your mic cranked up. It could be that.
I'm on top of it now.
Yeah, that was it. I had the mic pretty hot.
There you go.
All right, cool.
That sounds much better.
Cool.
Mr. Farrell, I'm very sorry I didn't get up earlier. My wife's home, and she let me sleep for a change, but... I'm very interested in local politics and actually have your two-page glossy here with Carol Achel. As a matter of fact, I have a couple of them. Apparently, you're the only two people running because the others haven't sent anything out yet, at least that I've seen. I saved it because I wanted to do a little bit of research on the internet to find out a little bit about you. And it sounds like Randy has the inside track now, so I'll have to talk with him later. But I guess my complaint would be that the information that you send out is for open space. We have a lot of open space here. How would you add to open space without raising my taxes?
Well, the proposal that Carol and I have put forward is that we would spend $20 million of taxpayer dollar per year to buy open space, or more appropriately, to ease to buy the development rights of land that's available. And because the tax base has increased, we believe we can do this with no increase or no impact on your taxes. As I mentioned earlier, this is basically starter money, in that other entities, including municipalities, the conservancies, and private individuals, have put in $1.40 for every dollar the county has put in. And we would hope to increase this, because Landscapes is an award-winning program, increase this to $2 for every dollar the county puts in. Our opponents have proposed a higher figure because it's been years since we've actually asked the citizens whether they are still as supportive of this program. We've also proposed that if we go higher and it would have an impact in taxes, we would take it back to the citizens to ask them if they would want to tax themselves for increased open space activity.
Wow, government by citizen. I like that.
Well,
at some point, and I really couldn't, I'm sure somebody could plot it out on the grass, but at some point you would need more taxpayer money. And even just the fact that a two-for-one, it doesn't always make sense to go for something like that, no matter how much somebody is matching or doubling what you're putting in, because you're putting in.
Well, once again, the municipalities have passed ordinances, usually after referenda, to ask the citizens whether they would tax themselves with a half a percent of earned income to be able to match what the county has done. And in a way, this is a referendum at the local level.
Mm-hmm.
Our township, Lower Oxford, a couple years ago went ahead with this. East Nottingham, I believe, voted once not to, and then reconsidered and voted again to do that. So to match usually takes an act of the citizens to agree to put some money into a kitty to match what the county does. So In a way, you know, you citizens have agreed to tax yourselves to commit to open space when you pass these local referendum.
Right, the majority rules, obviously. Good. Well, it's nice to know that we have almost like a vote within a vote. We vote for the commissioners, and then later on we can vote to decide, especially for, is it particularly for open spaces, or does the mechanism get used a lot for other things?
The referendum mechanism?
Yes.
We're proposing it, in this case, for open space, but As you know, Pennsylvania is not an initiative and referendum state.
Right.
We can have advisory referendum, unlike California, which has binding.
Yeah, non-binding, right, for Pennsylvania. I understand that.
Right. And it might be interesting, as you point out, to have more citizen control, but that's another story and another debate.
Okay. The again, I'm referring to your glossy. I like the idea that you were part of the Oxford Main Street program. So you were involved in situations that would help the business people of Oxford.
Yes. Oxford has had a number of economic development initiatives over a period of years. Primary concern back in the early 1980s was parking, but the committees that have met really didn't have the oomph of the Oxford Main Street program. And the Main Street program is a state-run initiative that has a set program, a set structure, and after we got into the program 5 years ago, we have actually made tremendous strides forward in revitalizing the downtown area and you know, filling the vacant spaces. A facade program is in place to beautify the buildings, and we've received county and state money for infrastructure below street repairs.
I was just going to ask, how is the infrastructure in Oxford?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what the million-dollar figure was, but a lot of the water lines are old and needed replacing, and so that mm-hmm. that it was accomplished.
Ah, great. Do you have any streets that still have potholes and unpaved after a couple years of working on it, like we did here at Market Street?
There are some streets that are not the main streets that have been in dispute as to who should pave and exactly when they should be paved. But most of the main streets are paved and not potholed.
Mm-hmm. You bring up an interesting question, streets that are in dispute. I guess local government isn't necessarily like an individual who would get fed up and say, well, you know what? It's got to be done, and I'm tired of arguing with you. I'll pay, and I'll do it myself. You know, why doesn't local government get more into something like that?
Well, finances and resources. You know, there's only so many dollars, and they have to be allocated and mm-hmm. prioritized. And,
okay.
You know,
well, that's an interesting word, prioritized. When you know that your livelihood, your ability to spread your philosophy among the largest amount of people is based on having enough votes, you would think that something as obviously irritating to people day in and day out as a street that has been worked on but never repaved would be a high priority.
I would agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, constituent service begins on the roads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever driven down Market Street?
Is that a question to me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I have, many times.
What do you think of Market right around Adams?
I've made it through.
You're driving past Rubenstein's and driving past, the TD Bank North, that section there, pretty atrocious.
I make it through.
You get pretty close to that white line on the left side, do you, Mr. Farrell?
I've driven by there a number of times now, and mm-hmm. You know, I suppose the roads could be worse, but mm-hmm. You know, people are not falling in.
It's pretty true. It's bad for like your tie rods and your ball joints and all that kinds of stuff.
It's one of those things that it's slow but sure. It adds up. There's like lots of things in government that are slow but sure and end up, financially killing you. I just wanted to ask one other thing, and I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot here with Oxford, since you're a citizen from there. How does Oxford rate against Westchester? I mean, when I hear Oxford, I'm not sure that I ever was in Oxford. I remember being in Kennett Square a couple times, but Oxford, to me, has the all the inferences of country and low-key and probably not much going on there.
Well, that might have been the case, 10 years ago. But Oxford and the Oxford area is booming, particularly with residential expansion. We're slated to get a Walmart just up the street in Lower Oxford in the next couple of years. That land has already been acquired. And one of the problems or one of the challenges of the Main Street program was to ready the downtown to take advantage of the Walmart, which is coming in. To bring in some boutique shops and restaurants so that when people come to the big mall that's going in, they'll stop in and stay at Oxford to spend some money.
Mm-hmm.
So it, you know, indeed the reputation of Oxford is of the area being kind of rural, but as I said, East Nottingham is the fastest growing municipality in the township.
Mm.
It's not as sleepy and bucolic as it used to be.
Okay. How do you like your trash collected, privatized or unionized?
In that area, we are. You choose whatever trash collector you want.
Ooh, wow! Real democracy with a small d.
And you pay for it privately. Yes.
Very good. Mr. Fowle, if you were to, Boy, and this one really would be putting you on the spot. It's one of them tricky kind of questions, I guess. If you were to say that you had a weakness, and we all do, let's be honest with you. Apparently you can tell my weakness is talking too much on the radio. If you were to say that there was a weakness or something that you would like to improve on in yourself, that had to do with the ability to govern or make decisions or make the right decisions, what do you think that you would be working on or are working on?
Well, that's a very good question. It's hard to face one's weaknesses, but I guess two things that I'm really working on, and the goal I would really like to achieve is to be able to better inspire people to see a vision. I guess that would be a question of being a better public speaker, of being able to present the issue so clearly that people rally around that. And I guess the second thing would be to have additional strength, because running for commissioner and being commissioner is a physically challenging job. Not only do you have to be there at the board meetings during the day, but in the evenings you need to go out and meet people, and on the weekends you sometimes you'll have a full schedule. So just staying physically up with the challenges, I would ask for more strength.
Do you have a family, sir?
I have two adult children, two sons, 28 and 26, and they live down in the Oxford area too, and I have a granddaughter who's 3 years old. So it's a personal stake in terms of Chester County.
I was just going to say that. That's very good. Listen, I know I've taken up a lot of time. I'll talk with Randy later on about our pet ideas and see how you stack up, but Mr. Fowle, I've enjoyed speaking with you. My first thought would be, because you're Republican, you would be my first choice. Open spaces scares me a little bit, because I'm trying to, you know, I'm in my 50s. I want to stay in my piece of property here, and I don't want my taxes higher than what my mortgage payment used to be. But it really sounds like you're going in the right direction for me as a voter, and as of this point, you have my vote, sir.
I appreciate that, and if you'd like to help in the campaign by...
Well, now, let's not go that far.
Calling neighbors or, you know, advocating, you can find more.
I am one step away from a libertarian and isolationist as far as personality is concerned, sir. So the best you got was me giving you some good questions and some tough questions, and you handled them very well. And the only thing I can say to you is my wife usually follows my lead, so I can almost guarantee that you have two votes from us here in West Goshen.
Thank you very much. And if anybody asks a question, I'm sure you'll tell them that we had a chance to speak, at least over the radio.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Joe Sue.
Okay, take care.
Take care. Let's go to Tony. I know you're pressed for time there, Mr. Farrell. Tony, you're on the air. Thanks for waiting.
Before he gets out the door, I just want to point out that the county doesn't get involved in trash collection or fixing roads. But in my work as a constable, I can tell you the county's involved in prisons, juvenile detention, and so on. And we have a county, and we have commissioners, and I know where Terry stands on this. You know, we have one of the finest systems there is, and people, Terry, aren't even aware that there's a new juvenile detention center.
That's correct, and a few people are aware that that was part of a $225 million capital improvement program that included the Justice Center, that included expansion of the prison, that included construction of the juvenile detention facility, that included the construction of the parking garage. All that was done, $225 million of capital improvements, when the taxes in the past 4 years have been increased less than the rate of inflation. I think that's a tremendous testament to the
absolutely
good government, the fact that we have a AAA bond rating, one of only two counties in the state, one of only 15 counties in the, I'm sorry, one of only 45 counties in the nation. We've got good government here in Chester County, no matter what you think of other levels of government, state, or national.
Absolutely. And, you know, we should urge more people to go out there and look at that new facility. They don't even know it's there.
That's true. Right?
People say to me, where's the juvenile detention? I said, it's brand new.
I was over there at the dedication, and I've been back since. It really is state of the art.
And the new entrance to the prison, I mean, everything is so efficient. You know, I'm as a constable, as I say, we went before, it was not as efficient, but today, beautiful job.
Thanks for calling in and making your testimony about the good government Chester County has.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
See ya.
Very good.
That's
all
full right. Operation at Juvenile Detention Center?
Yes, it is now.
Because there's another one that people, every once in a while you have people, kids escaping from.
Yeah, them. Vision Quest has like the front door's like wide open. Every other day in the newspaper it's like, oh, he left Vision Quest and went out and broke into a house. That's the power of Vision Quest.
You'll have to talk to them.
No, okay. Vision Quest.
No comment.
Okay. I'll comment. They suck. Just tap on the microphone if you think they suck, Mr. Farrell. All right, thank you. Thank you, sir. Terrence Farrell, thank you so much. You've been a good sport.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to come in and to learn a little bit more about the Jay and Ranting morning show. morning show.
Nice. Ranting, that's what they call it.
Let me give you my business card so you can remember what the call letters are and everything, and you can remember to tune in each and every day. We are a daytime-only station. We're not allowed on at night. On AM, there's AM radio waves go really, really far when it's dark out. So there's hundreds of stations in the country that are daytime only. 1520 at night is KB Buffalo. WWKB in Buffalo owns the nighttime rights. They're a 50,000-watt clear channel station, meaning that they own the nighttime rights. There's no other 1520s on when it's dark out. So unfortunately, that's the downside of this station, is that you'll turn it on when it's dark out and go, I don't hear it. And it's not like it's the same time every month it changes. So we're not allowed on until 7:30 in January. We're not allowed to turn our transmitter on, unfortunately. That's the uphill battle we deal with. But check us out when it's daylight and listen to us.
So we got one more call before he goes, okay? Hello?
Yeah, my cell phone call or which?
No.
Do you need to take your cell phone call?
Seth will hang on.
All right, cool.
Okay, let's take one more call.
One last call.
And you got Claire's call vote already. So.
Oh, good. All right,
one
cool.
Of our,
what about the picture? Are we going to take a picture?
Yeah, is Michelle, Michelle is reading my mind.
Yeah,
I'm going
to get the camera out to try to take
a picture. Oh,
Jay's going to try? While you're talking to the wolf.
All right, I'll stand next to him sometime, Jack. All right, when we go to break. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Boyd Davis. How you doing?
Hi, Boyd.
What an interesting morning. Mr. Brell has a lot of good ideas and good answers. And it just proves that you don't have to be loud to be realistic, you know. I've really never met Mr. Burrell or heard of him. But he's sure doing a good job, and he's got a lot of good answers. And it takes courage to come on that program.
Well, thank you.
And take all the ribbing. And
nice.
But it was very, very good program. He's got my vote.
Well, great. Thank you. I must have picked up 5 or 6 votes today.
All right. Okay. You got the whole, you mean the whole listening audience?
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you, Boyd.
See you. Right, kidding, of course.
I know. We have dozens of listeners. All right. Very good. All right. Okay. Very nice. Thank you, Mr. Farrell. When Jay gets back in his room, he can go to a commercial, and you're listening to 1520 AM WCHE Westchester, where the static is. I want to thank Michelle for actually reading my mind and bringing her digital camera. I see you have one as well there, sir. All right, cool. Isn't that nice? Maybe
someone has to take
Yeah, we just need Jay
care.
To take it. Yeah, right. Jay doesn't like to be in pictures, but I do. I'm a big ham. Jay, you wanted to go to spots? And
let me go to
and then we can get one standing.